8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
This is Tyler Maxson from the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, here to introduce the 2005 radio piece Beach Crossings Pacific Footprints by the English guitarist, improviser, and artist Mike Cooper. Originally commissioned for Italy's RAI Tre Radio in 2005, Cooper describes this piece as a meditation in words and music on European presence and colonization in the Pacific. Inspired by a chance encounter with the book Beach Crossings by the Australian historian Greg Denning, Cooper strung together borrowed texts from political essays, music writers like David Toop and Stephen Feld, and his own observations, which together trace the history of the conquest of the Pacific, from the HMS Dolphin's 1766 landing in Tahiti to the 1945 atomic bombing of Hiroshima. Cooper assembled and conducts a large group of local musical improvisers, among them composer Alvin Curran and Maori instrumentalist Richard Nuns, weaving electronics, acoustic experimentation, and tuneful appropriations, including renditions of Indonesian Kronchang and Bob Dylan. Since premiering this Italian-language version, Cooper has adapted this work for Portuguese, Australian, and American radio stations, and performed live variations. Here is Beach Crossing's Pacific Footprints. Thank you.
Karangamai te rohi, o Roma, e karangamai te whariirirengi e tūne, karangamai. Karangamai o na taonga o te ao tawhito, na taonga te ao hau. Ko Ranganui koe o te haura, ka paputuanu ko koe te waiu, ko tāne koe te tai, ko rongo koe te hua. Ka tangaroa koe o rehu tai kautu koe o te Māori o hui e whakārara e na mautaranga. Pūrauro aki ana reo tangi ko aki te māpu mo tieti au e ui e tai aki e. E karanga mai e nā tini mati, haere e ne mati. Haere ki te waiki nui, he waiki roha, waiki pāmāma o haere. E karanga mai e nā iwi o tēne wharirirangi. Tēnā koutou ia koutou miha mai ki a mātou e tīnei rā no reira. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Tonga e Samoa erano convinti che le loro isole costituissero un intero universo di mare e terre avvolto dalla cupola del cielo. Gli stranieri furono chiamati papalagi, che vuol dire coloro che sondano il cielo. Quando le navi che portavano i primi europei apparvero in avvicinamento dall'orizzonte, gli isolani si convinsero che dovevano essersi aperti uno squarcio dalla cupola del cielo. Un'esperienza che equivarrebbe per noi ad un incontro con gli extraterrestri.
You can't find a job now to feed your family. I said, hard times, hard, hard times on this killing floor. You see the green grass growing up on that hill. Someplace that grows nothing now, never, never will. You can give them money, but the ground will stay the same. Long-term solution, though, it's just short-term plan. I said, that's hard times, hard, hard times, and it's killing floor. Got money around the whole wide world. Yeah, but they don't do nothing to help the weak and poor. You give them money, but the ground will stay the same. Long-term solution, though, it's just some short-term plan. I said, that's hard times, hard, hard times, it's killing floor. That's when the wind blows across the land, blows a man there just like shifting sand. While the people go drifting from door to door, they can't find heaven here on earth no more. I said, that's
hard times, hard, hard times, and it's killing floor. Hard times and it's killing floor.
Pensano che stanno andando alla morte. Hanno fatto un viaggio atroce attraverso l'immenso Pacifico. Ora, quell'isola verde appare come la loro unica speranza. Sanno che l'isola è abitata. Possono scorgere lunghe file di donne che ballano sulla spiaggia. Quando mettono in mare le barche per sondare il fondale, oltre la barriera corallina, gli abitanti dell'isola li circondano con le loro grandi canoe a due corpi. Gli uomini del delfino li respingono col fuoco dei moschetti, ferendone e uccidendone un gran numero.
Everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. I say everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. Say in days gone by we could travel, we travel freely from land to land. Everywhere we go we sure to find the stranger would lend a hand. They sang everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're long way from home. And I say everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. I say, well, we come here running from danger. I say, we come here running from fear. I say, we come here running from hunger now, expecting a welcome here. And I said everybody to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. I said everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. You know we come here right as strangers at. We come here to your land, say, expecting you to treat me like a brother, but you say that I can't come in. And I know everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. And I say everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. And I tell you that come here because of danger, you know we can't go back again. I say expecting you to treat me like a brother, but you say that I can't come in. And I know everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long way from home. And I say everybody ought to treat a stranger right when they're a long, long way from home.
Su una grande canoa a doppio corpo decorata di piume c'è un uomo che l'equipaggio del delfino pensa sia il re dell'isola. Indossa un indumento di corteccia d'albero a macchie rosse.
Gli uomini del delfino lo vedono dare un segnale. Improvvisamente sono investiti da una pioggia di migliaia di pietre lanciate dalle canoe sul delfino. Ci sono molti corpi contusi e teste rotte.
Mm-hmm. Caluli della Papua Nuova Guinea, la musica della natura è la natura stessa della musica, che loro definiscono lift up over sounding, qualcosa come sovrapporre alla sonorità, cioè la sovrapposizione, il concatenamento, l'alternanza che caratterizzano tutti i suoni ambientali ed umani. Inseriscono i suoni della natura nei loro testi, nelle melodie e nei ritmi. Diventano un tutt'uno con l'ecologia musicale dei luoghi. L'apprendimento del canto per gli hawaiani è un compito serio ed impegnativo ed include l'imitazione dei suoni naturali, i diversi uccelli, il vento, il rumore dell'acqua che goccia o che scorre, l'imitazione delle onde che si avvicinano, si infrangono e si ritirano, parole e canti sono sacri e fortemente suggestivi.
Anche. Sì. No, 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 no. Non sono mai stati coinvolti in una guerra. Gli abitanti di Papua Occidentale possono citare almeno una persona della loro famiglia che è stata malmenata, torturata o uccisa dalle forze armate indonesiane di occupazione dopo la... firma del Trattato di Libera Scelta del 1969. Nel febbraio del 1999 100 capi tribali di Papua Occidentale hanno incontrato il presidente indonesiano Habib a Jakarta. Gli hanno detto che ne avevano abbastanza e che gli indonesiani se ne dovevano andare. Fino al 1° dicembre 1999 gli indonesiani hanno considerato un atto di tradimento il fatto che venisse issata la bandiera di Papua Occidentale, la stella del mattino. Tutte le carceri dell'Indonesia hanno ospitato abitanti di Papua Occidentale reclusi per il solo crimine di aver issato la propria bandiera.
Dead spirit, free hearts, morning star still on the horizon. Raise your flag high, they cut it down with chainsaw. It seems freedom's in a flag flying high, and a pig is cooked with coals in a 40-gallon oil drum, with sweet potato trimming. They sing we will be free, and it's a celebration. Bloody Wamena, West Papua, October 6, 2000. They sing, we will be free. And walk on the leaves of trees. And walk on the leaves of trees. Reach for the morning star. And walk on the leaves of trees. They sing, we will be free. Walk on the leaves of trees. Walk on the leaves of trees.
Che può essere come non essere vera, che descrive l'arrivo della prima chitarra elettrica negli Stati Uniti. L'oggetto era piatto, con la forma di una tavola da surf, e fu portato da Hawaii da quattro surfisti su delle onde gigantesche. Era di alluminio, e luccicava così violentemente nella luce del sole che, per non restarne accecati, i portatori dovettero munirsi di occhiali da sole fatti con osso di balena acquistati dagli Inuit.
Thank you. di musim hujan air meluap sampai jauh. Mata airmu dari Solo terkurung gunung seribu, air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke laut. Itu perahu, riwayatnya dulu kaum pedagang selalu naik itu perahu.
La Seconda Guerra Mondiale scoppia come un tuono sul Pacifico, quando i giapponesi attaccano Pearl Harbor ad Hawaii. Nel giro di 6 mesi la popolazione si sente abbandonata ed insieme sorpresa nel vedere che inglesi, francesi, australiani e americani vengono respinti dalle loro colonie nel sud-est asiatico e nella maggior parte delle isole del Pacifico.
Come meet me for Christmas in Hawaii. Just kiss me on the satellite sky. We'll have a Coca-Cola Christmas in Halakua. When Santa surfs ashore on Molokai, there may be under the volcano all our troubles, they will go drifting by. If you come meet me for Christmas in Hawaii, when Santa surfs ashore on Molokai. Satellite sky. We'll have a Coca-Cola Christmas in Halakua. There was Santa surfs ashore on Molokai. Under the volcano, all our troubles, they will go drifting by. If you just meet me for Christmas in Hawaii, with Santa surfs ashore on Molokai.
Sessant'anni fa, Il 6 e il 9 agosto 1945 il futuro nucleare scoppia come un tuono su Hiroshima e Nagasaki. Un punto di svolta nella guerra. Ma la guerra fu anche un punto di svolta nel potere coloniale, perché la vista degli europei che fuggivano impauriti in preda al panico fece crollare il mito della supremazia bianca.
You masters of war, you build the big guns, you build the death planes, you build the big bombs, you hide behind walls, you hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Are you who never done nothing but built to destroy? You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run first when the first bullets fly. Just like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you wanted me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I can see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down your drain. Just fastened on the trigger for someone else to fire, and you sit back and watch as the death toll gets higher. You hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and gets buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that could ever be heard. It's a fear to bring children into this world through threatening our babies unborn and unnamed. While you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. I say, how much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. So let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I said, I think you will find when your death takes its toll. All the money in the world won't buy back your soul. And so I hope when you die, and your death will come soon, I will follow your casket on some pale afternoon. And I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
You just heard Beach Crossing Specific Footprints by Mike Cooper. You can learn more about this artwork at Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.